personality week on WLOL, bringing you the music and the people that gave America and the world its personality. Personality such as the late Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who announced to the United States Congress December 8, 1941, following the Japanese sneak attack on Pearl Harbor.
Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
WLOL brings it all to you. The sounds, the sayings, the songs, and the events that shaped the nation. It's Personality Week on WLOL.
Say, it's time for dinner. Let's eat out tonight.
Okay. How about the Normandy kitchen? We can go dressed as we are.
Good idea. They have free parking, I know.
And it's air-conditioned, too.
Let's go.
But the kind of money you get, you gotta get something, you know. We heard that I wasn't going to be here when I was about a mile away from the place.
Well, you know,
I went over to see Billy Eckstein over at the Freddy's. You know, he sings a great song, and I hadn't seen him. He's an old friend of mine for 25 years, and I finally got a chance to see him.
He sounds as great as ever, you know.
He's the best act he's ever done in his life. He's a great entertainer, you know. But I wanted to see him, and then naturally it slowed us up a little bit. But
you
work all night, don't you?
Yeah, oh, yeah. We're going to be here until 6 in the morning.
How about some coffee? I'd like to get a cup of coffee.
Well, if I ever get my engineer going here...
You have to have an engineer to make coffee?
It's the union. It's in his contract, Jack. There's nothing I can do about it, you know. How long are you going to be here, buddy?
Well, let me get here first.
Well, oh, all right.
I'll be here till I close...
Let me know when you get here, will you?
September the 16th is when I close.
We got another week yet?
Saturday.
Oh, well, hey, that's great.
9 or 10 days, and I'm looking forward to having a wonderful time. I've caught up a lot of old friends, like Ernie Fleagle and those kind of guys, you know, the 624.
Yeah,
Roger
yeah.
Roger, the Harvard man. And catching up with some of my old friends.
So well, that...
I haven't played this town in about 17 years, and I think they're going to make that a... That's the first time I've been to St. Paul. The last time I played this town, I was with the Paramount Theater with Clyde McCoy. It was around 1950 or something.
Whatever happened to Clyde McCoy?
I want to wish it on you. This guy's made more comebacks than a yo-yo. He's got a small group now, and he opened up in New York about a year or so ago with one of those Dixieland groups and broke it up. And, you know, Clyde saved his money, because I worked for him, and I know the kind of money he didn't pay me, he certainly saved.
Where'd you... You still smoking these things? I didn't think they still made those.
Yes, they still make them. Remember Philip Morris, I think the show was. Why, do you have a cigarette sponsor?
No, I don't. But that's all right. Here's the answer.
Aren't you supposed to plug cigarettes on the show?
Well, no. You know, there's a big hassle about that.
I don't know. I do the Jack Parr show about every 20 minutes, and he's got a... Kent is his sponsor.
Well...
and he
they didn't buy my show, though.
Well, he keeps telling me, why do you keep smoking the sissy cigarettes? I keep telling him, because I'm a sissy. That's why I smoke them. You going to have the coffee, or is the engineer just going to sit there and be miserable?
Yes.
He looks like a reject from the Luftwaffe that I heard of, isn't he?
He's an ex-Marine.
Is he? I'm glad he's an ex-Marine, because if he had him...
those things are tough all over, you know.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Well, we kind of, you know, we fool around. We call this like a par show, you know, subpar, though, really, is what it is.
No, it's very nice. It's pretty tough to continue to do with the amount of dialogue, you know. What time do you start, 12 to what?
Till 6 in the morning.
That's very good. I think that's very good.
I'm glad you like it. I think the hours are killing me. I don't.
They may be killing you, but all I know is that you're not a tall, thin radio announcer.
No,
you have a rented watch on. And you got short sleeves, you ought to have your elbows pierced so you can wear some cufflinks. And you have a good time. I heard you out here tonight. You didn't seem to be too disappointed that I might not show up.
Oh, yes, I was. Did
you? I expect them to kill me. I'm not here to kill you. I came here to plug my record.
Or what's your record?
It's with the FBI.
Anytime you want a straight man, you let me know. I'll walk right into
I made an album about 3 years ago.
Yes, I know. Music for motorcycles.
Motorcycle thieves, yeah.
Yeah.
I made a single for Columbia called That's the Way You Gotta Sing Today. It's a real rock and roll jazz.
Yeah, you don't
dig... did it too good.
You don't dig rock and roll, do you?
No. I really don't.
I didn't think you did. We don't play it.
I still dig Lawrence Welk. That's what he says to me. I love those real progressive groups like the Hoosier Hot Shots and all that kind of stuff.
Well, whatever happened to the Hoosier Hot Shots?
They were with Clyde McCoy.
Hey, I'll tell you what, we'll get you some coffee.
I wish you would, sir.
Yes, I certainly would. Let's play some music, too.
Who wrote this station?
Fabulous Fiat, the acclaimed car of Italy. Easy to own Fiat. Here today and tomorrow for its premiere showing at Stevens Italian Motors.
Sedans, wagons, and sports models, too. Come to the fabulous Fiat from Italy.
Today and tomorrow at Stevens Italian Motors, 1301 Harmon, Minneapolis. The premiere showing of the fabulous Italian Fiat.